Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX, and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY, as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 on KTX KWBY. Terry Slavens with you. Angela Kennedy Robinson joins us as always. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning and good Monday morning. And
first day of spring, it's going to be 90 degrees today.
Oh my gosh. I fear what the summer is going to be like here in Texas. Oh. For our nice little northerner listeners that we have on that listen to this show, they're probably saying ha ha after the winter they had. But anyway, we've got a great show today. I know it sounds really boring by its title. We're going to be talking about titling of assets and beneficiaries. However, this is an intricate part of your planning, and it is most often missed. And what I mean by intricate is it could be like dire to your estate plan, could be dire to a tax situation, could be dire to family issues or liability issues.
Well, it'd be a disaster.
It could be a disaster. That's exactly right. So, you know, that's what we're going to talk about. I read a story last week, and then I picked up one a few days ago and read another story, and I thought, oh, this is crazy how many times I'm actually reading about this recently. But there was a widow that she had. She was in a second marriage, and her husband had left. They couldn't find the. He had left her a huge IRA, or so she thought. They could not find the beneficiary form, so she ended up in a legal battle over what was going to happen to the IRA. And because of the way the IRAs work and the way these companies work, the money had already been paid out to her, but she was in court fighting with the son. And he ended up getting $100,000 of the IRA by the time it was all said and done. But the problem was, is because she'd already received the money, she was taxed on that money. So that $100,000 was net to him, no tax whatsoever.
Oh, man.
Yes, just because they couldn't find the beneficiary form. Second story I was reading about, and get you this. This was actually in Financial Planning Magazine. And there was an advisor. He had moved broker-dealers from one broker-dealer to another. And so they did a massive, you know, transition and paperwork and everything else. Well, the beneficiary, before he moved, for this one gentleman, was three different trusts. And then after he moved, it got switched to the estate. Well, the gentleman didn't know it. And when he died, again, his family ended up in battle over what was going to be able to happen with the money. And they actually got a court ruling that said, okay, because this was a mistake, you can go back and put the beneficiary on there, and then it should be paid out to the three trusts. And where this is really important is that it didn't have to get paid out all at one time. It could be spread out over the lifetime of those children and grandchildren, right?
Right.
Rather than being taxed all at once. Well, the IRS didn't want to honor what the court said. There was three IRS rulings. They asked for private rulings on these, which, by the way, were $10,000 a pop. but they didn't want to honor that. So ended up, the whole thing didn't work. They spent thousands of dollars in court costs, all of this on IRS work, and it didn't work whatsoever. And everything had to be taxed within 1 year.
Wow.
Yes. So, you know, hearing these two things, it got me to thinking, okay, everybody needs to be thinking about, what do my beneficiaries look like? What is my titling of assets? And we'll talk a little bit more about that, but that's just as important. And here's why, okay? And I've said this on the show before. My dad used to talk about this when he did seminars. And it's a great analogy of what your titling is and what your will is. Everybody thinks, well, I've got my will. That's all I need to have done. Well, no. Your will is a vacuum cleaner. Okay. If you think about it, if you're going to vacuum your house, you have to move the pieces of furniture to do a good job, right? The vacuum cleaner only picks up what?
What's on top?
The little bits and pieces, right? It's not going to pick up anything big.
Right.
Okay. Well, your whole estate is designed that way. Your titling of assets and your beneficiaries are the furniture. The little bitty things, the trinkets in your house and all of that, that's your will. Okay. So people don't understand that. And a lot of times, and I'll give you an example, we see this all the time, all the time. Well, I put my daughter on my bank account. She's joint on with me on my bank account. Okay. Well, did you know by doing that, you're disinheriting your other two children from that $100,000 you have in your checking account? Oh, I am?
Yeah, you're having the trust that the daughter's going to share.
Well, she can't. Oh. What if she's in a position that estate taxes wouldn't afford her? She'd have to apply gift tax to do that, okay? People don't think about this all the time. But the fact is if you change up your titling, you could be disinheriting other children. This happens a lot. And that's not to mention the liability that you've just exposed to yourself and to your child, okay? If you go joint on an account together, it doesn't matter who it's with, joint with rights of survivorship, what you've just done is if she was in a car wreck, that daughter was in a car wreck and ran over a little child and wasn't properly insured and covered, they could come after your money for that.
Exactly.
Is that okay?
No.
No, okay.
And vice versa, and if mom goes out and has a wreck, you've exposed
the daughter.
Right.
That's exactly right. So people don't think about those little caveats in there, but that titling is so critical, so critical. In fact, we actually, on our agenda, when we meet with people on their annual life planning review, we list out, we have titling of assets, and we list out everything that we know they own, and we have the titling. If we don't know the titling, we put a question mark. And then on the beneficiaries, we list out every piece of contract property, like your IRAs, life insurance, all of that, annuities that they own, and then list out who those beneficiaries are, who those contingents are, and make sure that that's what they want to do. You know, the reason this is so important, and I say this, I was reading these stories, and I thought, you know, I don't think I've ever done a beneficiary review on myself. I better go back and kind of look. And here I was, sure enough, the cobbler without my own shoes. And wow. I know that's the wrong terminology. It's supposed to be cobbler, you know, without your children's no shoes, right? But still, you know, I had a life insurance policy that was taken on out on me as a child, and the company couldn't find the beneficiary form on file. I'm sure there was one time, but it's not there anymore. So I had a life insurance policy, no beneficiary. Okay, I had two old IRA accounts from many years ago that had been transfer custodians. I found the paperwork, the beneficiaries were on there, but guess what? The companies didn't have record of those beneficiaries on either one of those. So there's two. There's a life insurance policy. There's three of mine. Okay, right. Of mine. And then this would have really... I had done some damage my husband always says, you know, well, when I die, you're going to haul me back to Montana. So you have to pay tax going through every state just so I'll be mad at him one last time. And so I guess this was my revenge because I had an individual account with money in it, good sum of money in it that would have had to go through probate because there was no TOD registration, POD registration, wasn't in a trust, nothing. So it would have had to actually go through, it would have been frozen and had to go through probate to get to my husband. How do you think he would like that?
He probably would have been mad at you.
Yeah, he probably would have been mad at me, okay? But we don't think about these things. Oh, just open it up in my name. My wife's not here. Not a big deal.
Right.
Right?
Until you die.
Then it might be a big deal. Exactly. So when we come back, we're going to get into some nitty gritty with this and really help you understand the intricacies of these different types of titling, because this is really, really important. And like I say, most people, you know, too many people, if not most people that we meet, forget this part of their planning. It's just not talked about, unknown, and it needs to be known because it's big.
And we'll continue when we come back with Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. Life Planning 101 continues here on KTX KWBY. We're talking about titling of assets and beneficiary checks. Angela?
That is right. A big topic.
Yeah, but not a bad topic.
No.
A very good topic, actually.
It's a good topic. It's something everybody needs to, you know, take advantage of. You know, we live in a community property state, and I don't know if people really understand what that is, but there's not many of them. Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, ourselves, Washington, and Wisconsin. That is the only community property states. Okay. Why is this beneficial? Well, it really comes to taxes, and this is what's beautiful. So let's suppose that you are a community property owner on your home, which most likely you probably are with your spouse, okay? If you were to die your spouse is going to receive 100% step up in the cost basis at your death. So what does that mean? It means if you purchased the home 20 years ago and you purchased it for $50,000 and it's worth $300,000 today and you die, your spouse now gets to count the $300,000 as her cost basis. So if she goes to sell it, there's not a profit
right,
above
so
that.
You wouldn't sell it for $300,000 and be taxed on $250,000.
That's right. That's right. And maybe your home's a bad example because you get a home exclusion, but if another piece of property or anything right. like that. Okay. That's really important because all the other states, all of them, you wouldn't get that step up. Only 50% of that property would step up in basis. Okay, so we live in a great state. I'm sorry, Montana listeners, if you're listening, or Colorado listeners, if you're listening, you're kind of out of luck. But, you know, it is really important to know that. And why is it important to know that? Because when you're doing your planning, you need to know it. And you need to know, is it more beneficial to pay estate taxes or to pay capital gains taxes? And a good example of that is, you know, a lot going back to that joint tenants with rights of survivorship, a lot of people set up their checking accounts like that, and you should, okay? If you don't have a living trust, if you have a living trust and you haven't titled everything to the living trust, then you really need to get some help because you just did a bunch of estate planning and paid a bunch of money for absolutely nothing. Okay. So you really need to get help. But if you've got that joint tenants with rights of survivorship, which most people do, what that says is if I go to the bank and I set that account up and I die, 100% of the money automatically goes to that surviving owner on that account. It avoids probate. It doesn't have to go through it. Now, you still have to pay estate taxes on that money. It's still included in the estate. But 100% is accessible from day one.
Right.
Very important for a husband and wife from your operating perspective, right? You wouldn't want to freeze money that your spouse couldn't get to, right? So if you have something individually titled that you think that they're going to need to be able to get to, you need to make sure there's a POD on there or a TOD on there to be able to do that. A lot of people forget to do that forget that little piece of it. Okay.
Right.
If you have a living trust and it's set up to be able to kind of be your operating, you need to get it titled as a living trust because then things can just continue to happen if something were to go wrong. And that's really important. Tenants in common. Okay. Joint tenants in common. And a lot of people really don't understand what this is. They don't even know that they need to retitle things as this, but it is extremely important. If you've done trust planning inside of your estate, you need to talk to your attorney and see if rather than your rights of survivorship, things need to be titled as tenants in common. What do I mean by that? Well, remember with rights of survivorship, how 100% would immediately go without probate to the surviving owner of
right.
that account. Okay. Well, tenants in common actually freezes 50% of that account value right then and there. And that 50% has to go through probate.
Probate.
So whatever your estate says, it's where it's going to go. So if you have a trust created inside of your will, that's what's going to help get that money into that trust. If you had it titled rights of survivorship, it can't go into that trust. So you did all that trust planning for nothing. Think about that. A lot of people forget this step. And attorneys, I'm very disappointed. And I know we probably get some attorneys listening to the show and are not going to like to hear this, but I'm very disappointed in the lack of due diligence that attorneys have after the fact. I've seen a lot of documents. And usually when a client gets a set of documents, they get this book. A book.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a bunch of things in there. And there's one sheet of paper that says, this is what else you need to do. Blah, 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 blah. That's it. That's the only thing ever made mention of retitling your assets. That's it.
One page out of hundreds.
Yeah. And it doesn't even say how to do it. It doesn't even say what you need to do. It doesn't even say anything else. So, you know, this step, I'm telling you, is missed 99% of the time. And people have this beautiful estate plan that helps protect their legacy, pass on their wealth, you know, make sure they're avoiding probate, keeping everything private, which is a big deal. But guess what? Nothing's private. Nothing's protected. And it's all going through probate.
Right.
Every bit of it.
And you just wrote a big check for nothing.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. So, you know, making sure that you look at that and you really understand how things are supposed to be titled. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not going to tell someone how to title anything, but what I will say is this, you've got this set up and that doesn't fund that. And here's what you need to do. we need to talk to your attorney and ask them how they want this titled. That needs to be on your attorney's shoulders. And what's amazing to me is they don't even put the language in there. We have to ask for it,
right,
on how a beneficiary should be titled. So, you know, going back to our IRAs that we were talking about earlier, you know, we have a lot of people that have over $1 million IRAs. Well, that's a lot of money for some people. And especially, it's a lot of money if you've got one child inheriting it. And so a lot of people say, oh, I don't want them to get that $1 million all at once. I want them to be able to have an income maybe, you know, they've got a lot of caveats in there. So they want to structure that to be set up right. And trust planning helps accomplish that. But how do you title the beneficiary on that IRA? Oftentimes we see people just name the daughter or name the son. The same thing they said they didn't want done, they do it anyway.
They do it anyway.
That's right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 3 steps that you can do now to start working on this. You don't want to miss it.
All right. We'll be back right after this on KATX KWBY. Final segment of Life Planning 101. Angela, we only have about 5 minutes.
Yes. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Fast.
Yep.
fun times.
Yes, but we had a great...
Beneficiaries and titling.
Yes, we've got a great topic today. A
very important topic.
It is very important and often overlooked, as we've talked about several times on the show, even myself, right? Forget to look, but it is important. So I've got a 21-day challenge for you, because I suspect it's going to take you about 21 days to round up everything and look at it. But here's what you need to do, is list out everything you own. This is step one. List out everything you own. Businesses, real estate, investments, bank accounts, life insurance, oil and gas interests, retirement accounts, stock options, and anything else you have. List it all out. And that might take you the 21 days just to get it listed, right? Because we might, I forgot about that. And by the way, it's not a bad thing to have all that listed out anyway. We actually have an online vault we keep for our clients so they can put something like this in there and they have it for their children.
Right.
So they can find everything, right?
How many times have you heard horror stories of the husband took care of all the business?
Exactly.
He dies. And the wife has no clue what they even
exactly.
own.
Exactly. Or the kids. Yep. We actually had a lady, both of her parents died within 9 months of each other. It took her 2 years to find everything. And so, you know, this is very important. So you're doing yourself a favor, your spouse a favor, and your kids a favor when you list everything out.
Right.
And you need to have it. You need to have it all there. Then find out how each asset is titled. Not how you think it's titled or the beneficiary is, but how it actually is titled. So call the company. Like I mentioned, life insurance policy, it was right there, but the company didn't have it on file. Retirement paperwork, it was right there, but the company didn't have it on file, right? Make sure that's applicable with what you want it to be. And the same goes with your properties and everything else, making sure your deeds are in good order, and all that's at the courthouse. You know, you can find it online now, so it's easy. So just make sure all that is, and you can actually lay that out in a line. You've got column one, all the assets, column two, how everything's titled, column three, if there's any beneficiaries and what all that means, right? And then, you know, step three is really taking a mile high view to see whether everything aligns with your estate plan, right? So example, that joint with rights of survivorship, that's not going to fund a trust, like we mentioned, right? Whereas another type of titling might. So do you know? Maybe you need to be asking some questions. Of course, that's what we do. That's our job. That's why I get to talk on the radio show about this so much, right? Is we help people live life on purpose. We help them be able to see that big picture and make sure everything's going together. So we've got some trivia for you today. So you've got your 3 steps. List out everything you own. See where the titling is, and then take that mile high view to make sure everything's supposed to be the way it's supposed to be.
And don't forget about that policy that you maybe bought 20 years ago.
That is right.
That is, and you set it up on payroll deduction, and they've just been payroll deducting it, but you haven't thought about it in 20 years, and now you're married, and you still have your parents or maybe an ex-wife as your beneficiary.
Yes,
could cause a little bit of a...
Anytime you have a life event, it's good to check those types of things for sure. So, and we do have this in article form, so you can always reach out to us, lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Get set up on our weekly life lessons. We send out these articles every week, and it's got all of this listed on here so you can see it. But here's our trivia for today, and we are going to do a free titling of assets and beneficiary check for whoever gets this first.
Okay.
So you got to email us. Here's the email address, lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. That's lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Whichever one is time stamped in our email first gets the prize. So what type of titling cannot avoid probate? Tenants in common or joint with rights of survivorship? Kind of a hard one, isn't it?
Unless you was listening.
Yes, unless you were listening. And you can always go back and listen, I guess, too. You should know this. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at KFS Life Planning. We've got a weekly poll there. Do you need to do a beneficiary and titling of assets check? Yes or no? Apparently, I did. So maybe everybody will 100% will be yes today. I assume that. But we do appreciate everyone listening to the show every week. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas. We love helping people live life on purpose. It's so much more than just about your money. It's about everything, the way it all jives together.
Topics from A to Z. Sometimes it's about your health.
That's right. That's right. And by the way, I got my VIA scan done last Friday.
Did you really?
I did. I came out of zero. I'm healthy, happy, so I'm here on the radio show for a long time. Get used to it.
That's good because there's lots of topics that we need to address in the coming weeks and coming months. I always love it when Aaron comes in and talks about the market. So interesting, the ups and downs and swings and great to have guys like him that sit and study that stuff.
Oh, yes. I'm very thankful for it.
so we don't have to, right?
That's right. That's right.
You can listen on KTXRadio.com, KWBYRadio.com. The archives get put same day, usually. As soon as we get approval, they'll go up, and you can check it out and check out any of our prior and previous
episodes.
Absolutely. And also at Kennedy-Financial.com.
Yes, we are on iTunes and iHeartRadio as well. So I know a lot of people like to listen while they're doing their workouts and doing other things. It's maybe not good meditating things. I do kind of get ramped up in the morning, but other than that. But I hope everyone has a great week, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Carlton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Carlton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.